You see, it's stuff like this that's going to end up costing the GOP. And I want to state that it's not because of them, because plenty of them have come out and spoken out against the president. But it's this disgusting rhetoric like this. There's no place for it. Now, one has nothing to do with the other, and we get that, but violence is violence. And when Charlie Kirk got assassinated, people like myself and various others were like, yo, he got killed. Don't come to us with the rhetoric that you believe he was spewing online and when he was going to college campuses. And all of that's up for debate in terms of what he said, how offensive it was, and to whom, and all of that other stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about prioritizing a core level of decency. Where somebody gets killed, somebody gets murdered, that ain't the time to be sticking out your chest and basically indicating that they brought it on themselves because of whatever, when there should never be any place for violence. And you would think that our commander-in-chief, the president of the United States of America, would know this better than anybody. But evidently, this man does not. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, which pisses me off. Because guess what? I want a healthy debate about Trump in terms of, are the tariffs working? Did he do the right thing with the border? How's the economy? Is inflation really ravaging us? Are these commitments that he's gotten, these pledges of trillions of dollars that are supposed to be coming into the United States of America, is that real? And is that going to trim our deficit down from $38.4 trillion to whatever number you hope to get it down to? What about the Affordable Care Act and the subsidies that were implemented, particularly since COVID? How's that going to be addressed? What about that shutdown that took place? What about 42 million people on SNAP? And some of them still don't have their SNAP programs in place for them. How about the fact that a resolution wasn't reached in terms of the Affordable Care Act subsidies and whether or not they're going to be extended for a year or 3 years or not at all? How are the American people going to survive off of the high elevated level of prices that are going to come courtesy of the premiums? That's what I would like to be discussing. That's what I would like to be debating. So when the president talks about how great he is and all these things that he has done, I'd like to focus on that. And where he's right, I'd like to give him credit for it. And where he's wrong, I'd like to say he's wrong. But it's stuff like this where all of that gets shoved aside because the classlessness, the juvenile tendencies, the lack of statesmanship, the trifling-ass tendencies that he exercises and puts on display time and time again knows no limits.